Here at Propane Days, Michelle, we're about to have reception kickoff for some of the legislative folks, and with Perk's involvement, hopefully create some awareness and educate them a little bit about this exceptional energy called propane. I understand that you work in Nebraska. I'm going to let you tell me a little bit about yourself and the position and how you're involved with Perk, too.
My name is Michelle Swartzake, and I'm the executive director of the Nebraska Propane Gas Association, and we represent about 250 members throughout Nebraska. We do everything from helping with safety and education training to some promotional things, conventions, communications, a lot of association-type work. As well as my involvement with the National PERC is I sit on the Ag Advisory Committee, and the Ag Advisory Committee, essentially our main mission is to find solutions for American farmers to help meet challenges and make sure their operations are efficient.
Well, coming from Nebraska, I'm betting that you probably have some real specialized interest in how this fuel can be used in an ag application. What really has been sort of the program or project that's been of most interest to you?
We have a couple different projects going on right now in Nebraska with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. And in Nebraska, one very important thing is irrigation. It accounts for about $5 billion economy in our state, and we have about 90,000 wells. We're the second largest irrigation state next to California. So currently we're doing a study with the university that's a two-phase study that's going to look at taking modern propane engines and getting their accurate fuel consumption and what they can do out in the field to help the farmer. The first phase of that study was to do the testing of these engines at the Nebraska Tractor Testing Lab, which is world-renowned. And then the second phase that we're going to do over this growing season this year is to take those engines out in the field and monitor their performance. And then the university is going to compile all these results, and hopefully when the farmer's making their 2008 decision, they'll have these results. The farmer can look and say, hey, you know, these engines are very comparable to diesel and are performing very well and can save them money and also help with the air quality environment and things like that. Initially, what we found out from the lab results, the tractor testing lab, is that these engines actually performed better than we thought. They were about 25 to 30% more efficient than previous generation of engines. So we're really excited about that and excited to get those results back from the field test.
Well, looking at the project and where you're going to be testing it out in the field then this year, is this throughout the state, or do you just have maybe a couple of locations? I mean, how do you decide where and you wanted to put those test units out?
Again, we looked at the engine size that we had, and we have larger engines. One was a GM 8.1 liter, and then one's a Ford V10. And based on those sizes, there's parts of the state. We tried working with the university. There's at Curtis, there's the Nebraska Ag Lab out there, and that's where one is going. We have one going in the center of the state, kind of near Husker Harvest Day's location site, and then one's going up in the northeast corner of the state. So we have different areas and different environments in terms of the power needed and the water depth and stuff, so we'll get a good feel for the whole state.
Once you have the results from this project, the field testing, what would be the next step in the process for this project?
Well, and the important thing is the University of Nebraska publishes what they call a standard, a pumping standard, and that's kind of first, you know, why we started working with them, because the standard is used nationwide, and that standard is very outdated for propane, and they've said it's very outdated, so they're going to, based on these results, they're going to update that standard, and then they're going to get that out to the producers, as well as we want to do some things to get that out to the producers. Working with like the local extension agents, they hold workshops over the winter months and let the farmers know the pumping plant efficiency, the energy costs, so they can do a good comparison and know, because farmers now with water issues, with energy issues, are upgrading all these old systems, and so they need that information now to know what to upgrade to.
So, assuming positive results from the testing, and at least you'll be able to have some real data to work with there, do you have manufacturer assistance, acceptance? Sounds like you're working with them probably too?
Yeah, we're working with some of the local distributors of the ones that manufacture propane engines right now, and they're real excited and been very helpful in working with us and getting us their data and the right engines and the right information, so yes.
So, again, looking down the farm where these would be used then, what about the availability and the storage and of the fuel to run the tanks is any I don't want to say concerns, but how about that aspect of it?
Well, the good thing about using propane in the summer months is typically our main demand for propane is over the winter for heating. Using it in the summer months actually evens out that supply demand, and it makes it better, so it's not just such an up and down thing. It's an even supply demand. And propane, it's been around for years, and we have a very extensive infrastructure out in place. I mean, there's storage tanks everywhere. It's portable, which is one of the very good aspects of it. You can pull up a tank out in the field and pull it back after the season, or pull it to your grain dryer after the irrigation season. So the portability, along with the infrastructure we have in place, makes it a very viable option.
So again, assuming good positive results from the test and everybody is real happy with that, do you turn from going away from the research side to more of the promotion side then, in terms of getting the word out and showcasing it?
Yeah, and we'll probably do that through press releases and probably putting together a plan, working with PERC and seeing how to best get that word out and best get the producer to understand that energy consumption and the aspects that propane has to offer in terms of irrigation.
So is there anything else that you'd like people to know, especially PERC-related, that you're involved in?
Another thing I was going to touch on is we do currently also have another study going on with the University of Nebraska at the Haskell Ag Lab. And essentially, they're studying for row crops common in the Midwest using flame cultivation as a means of pest control, weed control. And they're studying the amount of propane and measuring that needs to be applied in terms of depending on the type of weed that's common in the Midwest, and then how big and how large that weed is, and how to apply that. And they really want to share that with the organic producers, because I think the organic acres keep growing every year throughout the Midwest, and so that's an exciting project. It's a two-year project that's underway now, and so we're excited to start that off and get that going.
Well, thank you very much. That's Michelle Swercik with the Nebraska Propane Gas Association. She also sits on the Ag Advisory Committee with the Propane Education and Research Council. Here in Washington, D.C. at Propane Days, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.